No seat. Welcome back to the TDM podcast. It's your boys in the backyard barbecuing.
Wait, what are they cooking?
15?
What's cooking good looking?
Your mom.
Name a title?
Oh.
Your mom?
Let me just hit this jewel really quick.
You gotta do it real close.
Yeah, somewhere. And do it closer than that.
You gotta do it closer than that.
I don't want to.
They need to hear the crackling.
I don't want them to actually know that I hit a jewel. I'm sucking on a...
Shout out.
Robot dick.
Shout out this episode's sponsor.
Julio.
So.
All right, Marcus. Do you know why... Or do you know what... What is it? Coffee grounds taste like?
All right. Do you know why coffee tastes so... Why do the coffee taste like dirt?
Why?
Because it was grounded.
No, I love you so much. Every little joke like that makes me love you more.
Dude. I probably can't find a video, but some girl on Twitter.
Yeah.
But like, I'm practicing my stand-up comedy.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, me and my friend were sitting in class, and I noticed she was writing with her left hand. So I tell her, your pussy's loose. She's like, what? She's like, yeah, your pussy's loose. She's like, what do you mean? She's like, yeah, Lefty Lucy. Yeah, whoever that girl is.
You got me with that one.
Shout outs to you.
God damn. shit. Lefty Lucy.
Yeah, I'm going to tell Joe that. Joe and David are left.
I really wish I could find the right ass so I could plug her shit right now.
That's great. Yeah, I'm going to have to start, like, I started writing again.
Wait, you know, right?
Yeah. Left-handed. How's your guys' day? What happened? So what happened was
at work, this customer, he's done a lot of work with this. I installed the Navien tankless water heater about 3 months ago. No, 3 months ago. No, cool. About 2 weeks ago. And what had happened was 2 days after we installed it, he was having an issue with it. Error code 3 or 003. Don't know what that is. Called tech support. Tech support said, all right, this could be a couple of things, you know. So we did the first thing. Okay, cool. Shouldn't have the issue anymore.
All right.
Happens again. I got to go back.
Is this the same one you're telling me about?
Yeah.
Last week?
Yep.
This is like the fourth time you've gone out there?
Yeah, so today was the final day. But anyways.
That's what you keep saying?
Yeah.
Two.
Anyways,
we'll catch you on Sunday. You'll be out there 3 more times.
Yeah. Anyways, so basically they sent out a majority of the parts that are already inside of it.
Damn.
Yeah. And this is like, is actually the sixth time I've been out there.
But it just keeps happening.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
And so finally I spoke to, I put in all the parts and whatnot. I haven't had any error codes.
Right.
What was happening was the flame kept going in and out, in and out, in and out.
It kept dying? The fire kept
dying? Yeah. And it would reboot, then it would die. Then it would reboot, then it would die. What was happening was the water heater.
Yeah.
It was too... it's not oversized. It's just that's the lowest that it can go.
The lowest setting it can have?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, and every time they have a faucet that has a water restrictor in it,
mm-hmm.
it's basically only allowing...
whatever amount of gallons?
Yeah. So it's 0.8 gallons. So
oh, shit.
Per minute. So it's not
right. Like mine does 16.
Yeah. So it's
gallons a minute.
No, it does not.
Anyway. No, but I do it on your mom.
Right, anyways, so... the temperature was so low.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. The amount of water that was being used was so low
right.
that it wasn't enough for it to kick on.
Oh, shit.
On top of that, the water temperature coming in, like from the city,
uh-huh.
is 82 degrees.
So it's already hot, basically.
It's already hot.
It's like it's almost hot enough to shower in.
Yeah.
But.
You know. So that's why. And it has too much power for it to be focusing on lower spots.
Okay.
Yeah, so we had to explain that to him too.
So what'd you do? You take the water restrictor out of there and start working?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, we took it. I mean, yeah. The only thing is, if for a shower,
yeah,
he still, you know, if you put it at like a warm shower, it's still only like a 0.8 gallons per minute shower.
Damn.
Yeah.
So that's still nothing compared
to... Yeah, so it's going to keep dying in and out.
Wait, so it's...
So he told him that he has to just take hotter showers.
Or he has to let the water run longer.
No.
It just won't work then? That sucks.
So you're a shit plumber, is the moral of the story.
So what happened is you oversold him.
No, it's not oversized. Here's the thing. Because they don't make a smaller... The thing that I put in is for 2 and 3 bathroom houses.
Okay.
He has 2 bathrooms.
Okay, so it's 2 or 3.
Yeah.
So that's where it's screwing him up.
Yeah. You know. Pretty much if he had a different shower valve,
it would work fine.
He's got like a funky
shower valve. And you guys couldn't fix the shower? He didn't want you guys to, or?
No, I mean, we took out the restrictor out of that thing too, you know.
So it's just fucking...
Yeah.
It's just, it is the way it is.
Yeah. And it's not dipping like crazy. It'll go.
He's trying to take a 90 degree shower over 82. He should have just bought a used water heater.
Yeah.
And what you're saying is you oversold him.
Oh my gosh.
Kinda.
So you screwed this poor guy over and then you can't help him out.
Pretty much though, right?
No.
Too long didn't read. That's more that. That's it, right?
Huh?
Too long didn't read. That's
no,
that's it.
Not it. No.
The moral
too
of
long didn't read was what is it?
Too long didn't read was
fucked
because,
up the job.
No, because of global warming, our incoming water is at 82 82 fucking degrees.
Hell yeah, I believe that. I believe that for sure.
Math.
Actually, from the day after tomorrow, the Earth's actually supposed to get colder.
Dude. France has had some fucking record high heat.
Dude, I saw.
There's a thing that's like projected like 50 years from now.
Uh-huh.
And this was done like last year.
Yeah.
The temperatures that it was going to be 50 years from now, like in the regular like spring and all that stuff.
It's already happening.
It's already happening now.
Wow.
It's been like 114 degrees out there all fucking week.
Jacuzzi all day, baby.
And
your pool?
Just fill up their pools with, you know, chilled wine and
with
champagne.
That's Italian.
Champagne.
No,
champagne is.
No, I'm sorry. That's
wine. Dom Perignon.
Dom P. Dom P. is straight up Swedish, bro.
You catch us in 5 years popping bottles of Dom P. in the club.
All right. Well, anyways.
On to Marcus's mom.
In the strip club.
How was your day?
It's fucking long.
All right, cool.
I didn't have the jewel all day. It's fucking good. That's what I do though.
You
think
fucking better than you think you've had it tough, bro?
You
think you're broken than me? Marcus has not had no jewel for 31 days and 20 hours.
No, 30 days and 20 hours, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, right. So pretty soon you're back on it.
Yep.
Back in the game.
Yep.
Can I trade you for the box then if I give you this?
I don't have it with me. It's in...
Yeah, it's at your house.
No, it's not in my house. It's at work. Willie borrowed it today.
Yeah, sure.
Cross my heart.
Uh-huh. It's all right, buddy. You can get it tomorrow from Willie.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's at the office.
Yeah, you can go pick it up. I'll just keep this until you pick it up from him. Did you get your pods
stop.
Yet? From the
no,
from
it
shipping?
Won't be in here until Friday. That's why I was hitting you up.
Oh, Friday is perfect.
So you just wait until Friday?
Yeah.
You just go fuck off.
Dude, you already quit. I'll get you something else you can be addicted to.
But if we shake this really hard, is it going to grind it? It's got a little spike in it.
And that's why they call it shake.
My stepmom gave Marcus some dank ass weed.
Yeah, some homegrown organic.
Better than mochi weed.
Yeah.
But straight up, she opened it and I could taste it. Like, it just hit my tongue. And that was weird.
Dude, you want to know how bad mochi was?
made my mouth water.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Not even that, but as soon as I bought it in the car, I got cotton.
Damn, son. That's what's up, dog. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's
what
I'm talking
about. How's it going?
Dude, the cover photo for today is going to be a jewel. 4-pack. Our faces over the pods.
Yeah. So tomorrow,
brotherly ponding time.
Yeah.
You gonna buy a new jewel tomorrow? You wanna borrow some money? Do you need to borrow money? You asked me about it earlier.
No, I just need my credit card.
I'm not giving you your credit card.
Well, I need.
But if you need to borrow money, I'll let you borrow money.
Dude, no, it's not working like that.
Yeah, it does because I have cheaper interest than the fucking. I'm only at 10%.
I'm at 22.
Oh, by the way, you owe me for the.
Seven lines tickets.
Boom,
I'll send you money.
I'll give you your credit card, then we're even. You don't even know where it is.
So I have a feeling that, or I don't know. So with Kyle, he didn't make me pay for the
$80 for the Odessa ticket.
Yeah.
So just count.
No, I mean I paid him the $80, but I didn't pay him for the original ticket. The ticket he bought.
Oh, okay.
So.
It is what it is.
Yeah,
he won't ever hear this, so you're good. Some of our friends support us really hard. And some of them are Kyle.
Ouch.
You're just going to make noise over there? What noise?
Oh, sorry.
Hey, do you still hit up Skyler to come to these?
I stopped hitting him. Honestly, I was like, I was going to text you guys and be like, let's do it tomorrow because I'm exhausted. I didn't get home till 6:30 or whatever.
Oh.
with no breaks.
You think
seven
the fuck is a break?
A break is what
anyways,
I'm about to do
right,
to you.
We got a break off.
So there is a new subreddit that I am really into.
Post the podcast in it so we can see it.
It's called Never Broke a Bone.
Alright.
What?
Basically people who are superior than others because they've never broken a bone in their entire life. They drink like 3 gallons of milk a day. I kid you not.
What?
Yes.
Have you ever broken a bone, Marcus?
I have not.
What?
That's why I feel superior to you guys right now.
Adrian has, right? You broke
his fucking jaw.
Collarbone, jaw.
Collarbone,
nose,
and jaw.
You've broken your
collarbone, yeah.
Yeah, fucking losers.
It is what it is. Badge of honor, baby.
Just gonna have this break.
Walking around like a goddamn waiter for a few weeks.
We might break bones, but at least our backs aren't that fucked up.
I know, I was gonna say.
Today I was feeling it.
I got heartbroken.
Today I was feeling it. I had to lift this rotary table that was fucking.
Rotary, bro?
Rotary table.
Nice.
It was
like rotates?
Solid cast. Yeah, but it rotates 360 degrees without
all,
any.
On all planes.
No, just.
Oh my gosh.
Just X axis, 360 degrees. Without any up or down change in elevation. Really?
Right, there we go. All right. That is aesthetic as fuck.
That's straight up
like modern day Beauty and the Beast.
I was going to say, the Beauty and the Beast were weed smokers. The straight up Belle in that movie, she's smoking some weed if she's getting with that dude. She could have had her whole life set with that one guy. Dumbass.
So that's how furry started.
Hashtag furries. Hashtag sponsor.
Back to that plant, dude.
Oh, yeah, my little guy over here.
How much do you drink of it a day?
How much do I... I drink a lot of coffee a day.
Well, no, it's a mug.
You're about to get mugged.
How long have you had that plant for? How big was it when you first got it?
It was smaller than this. Way smaller.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was the two, but it was only like here.
The leaves or
the stems themselves, these guys.
Oh yeah.
You know what they call
leaves? I do have to put some gravel in there so it could drain. But right now it seems to be doing all right. And plus I don't know where to get gravel. You got any gravel at work?
Yeah.
Yeah? Can you bring me like
you have any gravel see you soon?
You want to grab some for me?
Grabs.
Oh my god. Yeah. I hope you guys are proud of that one.
No. Would you like to take it back, Marcus? Never.
Hope you're proud of that one. So I said to your mom. Jeez, my
that's what I, well, that's what I asked your mom about you. I hope you're proud of that one.
All right, Dana, how do you feel about anal play? Your ass, though.
Real quick, though, real quick. She pegged you yet or what?
You asked, you had the audacity to ask me if I'd fuck.
Yeah, buddy. For the record, how do you feel about getting pegged?
No comment.
No comment. He's
I bet you. Now. I bet you asked people to please comment, like, and subscribe. All the time. You can't comment.
He turned his back to the mic
right now.
You could have just. You could just. You could have just said it in the thing. I have to take that out.
But I'm fucking angry.
Here, you want another water?
No.
You're gonna get dehydrated smoking all that weed.
This doesn't dehydrate you, bro. Just get you high.
It's just not drinking water dehydrates you.
Yes.
All right, do you guys have to sleep on the same side of the bed every fucking night?
No.
Not
I
really.
I changed. Like,
I mean,
if
like,
you notice my bed, I kind of sleep like...
this with your mom. Because there's a story.
Weird picture. I was sprawled out.
That,
completely naked.
That alpha species sleep on one side of the bed.
No. No, that pretty much there's this girl.
I'm better than you.
There's this couple. Like every week or so, like they'll change it up on sleep on different sides.
There's only two sides.
Yeah. I mean, you can lay this way, or you can lay this way, or you can lay this way, or...
They're sleeping with their head and feet towards each other.
Yeah. Like, because, you know, some people, like, sleep on their backs.
Yeah.
And then some people sleep on, like, the sides.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then how Matt's mom sleeps around.
Damn.
I do. Honestly,
we talked about it a long time ago, how like I don't like you making your mom jokes because they're not creative, but you're getting pretty creative with them, I have to say. This was two episodes in a row. You got pretty good ones in there.
I got that joke from somewhere. So.
Yeah, I know. I figured.
But it's okay. You're still getting creative from where you steal them.
You still
from.
Did a pretty good storytelling.
Yeah.
And you usually fucking
You got me all leaned into it and everything. I was like, uh-huh. You know how
to use that. You should definitely use that one.
That's what your mom says.
Yeah, you gotta give credit where credit's due. Who'd you take that from?
No, Reddit.
So
Adrian's
mom. I set you up for that, buddy.
When Adrian's mom, when you tell your mom jokes, yeah, she replies, no, your mom.
Yeah, tell my mom your mom jokes all the time.
Yeah.
Like when family was over, her two brothers are home.
Yeah.
And I'm like, your mom.
Yeah, no, what's it called?
She turns and looks at me.
No.
Your mom.
Damn. No, freaking.
That's sweet old Veronica.
Shit on yourself.
No.
Your mom's got that self-deprecating kind of humor.
I was going to say, the other day, when I'm going to go throw, or when you throw your mom a joke at me, in front of your dad.
Uh-huh.
Thinking I wouldn't say no shit.
He didn't say no shit.
Because his dad looked at you, he gave you that side eye. And then that handshake, take a break your hand.
He's just caught that in his.
You weren't ready for it. So did you guys listen to the half hour? I know Marcus didn't because he doesn't listen
I don't have time.
Kyle. Dude, no one's been on these except for us for like the past.
Dude, but our chemistry is killing it.
Our what?
Our chemistry, like the way we fucking talk shit on each other.
Yeah, this is just gonna become a roast, bro. Like
I
just said our chemistry.
He just gave me a compliment,
yeah,
bro.
That means we vibe really good together.
Man, if it's just gonna be that shit,
dude, I was your date to Odessa,
bro.
You
didn't
even let me hit. What do you mean?
So back to the
I fuck.
No fucking shoulder rides for me.
You know, I've offered Marcus a shoulder ride at every single rave. He says no every time.
I've gone on your shoulder before.
Never.
Yes, I have, dude.
Shoulders.
Dude, yeah. Did you get on my shoulders at EDC when we all went to?
I got on your shoulders, bro. I know. Fast.
I put you up for Porter.
Okay, because I've been on your show.
Put you up for Porter, right?
I know for a fact because remember
first Deckman's.
Okay.
Dude, I remember the first time, or the only time I've been on someone's shoulders, that was your shoulders. I think it was at EDC. for sure. Because I remember getting up high. I'm like, oh my gosh, dude, this is crazy.
Stop.
We're gonna
be down.
Yeah, we got, no, I don't mean like that. I mean like, dude, like, this is fucking huge.
It's like a whole, like, you're on the second story by
dude,
yourself.
There's so much core that goes into holding somebody up for 30 seconds. You're just fucking standing there. Oh my god.
It's not that bad.
Who do you ever put up on your shoulders?
Huh?
Who do you ever put up on your shoulders? Me? Never. Adrian? Never.
I'm going to be self-incriminating myself. What the fuck is wrong?
Now there's something to
say. I don't think I've ever put anyone on my shoulders.
What do you mean by self-incriminating? Everything you can will be used against you.
I'm going to change that.
No. No, there's no one.
Dude, I bet you couldn't even lift him.
I
like,
couldn't?
You couldn't put him on your shoulders.
Oh, no, I could.
I bet you could.
100% you can.
Right now. I bet you could.
Well, let me...
Fucking, I'll move the mic out the way.
Let me get some pre-workout.
Just straight.
No, I think I
can
do it.
Get him up there, then.
Right now?
Yeah.
Actually, the panel. Bam, bam, for real. Right now, you trying to fucking do this?
Flip that
right,
switch
dude,
right
I
there.
I know I can. That switch every single day. Here we are.
What do you want to use that chair to stabilize you a little bit? Or do you want
you're
me to help
stand
you?
Behind me.
What do you mean? You get
gonna,
the one behind you.
It's gonna end badly.
Kong,
what was that? Well, Adrian just died. Oh, I had to paint a word picture for that.
Adrian
okay.
fell
you
off of
do?
Marcus's
oh,
shoulder.
The fan first. All right. All right, Matt, you gotta stabilize me a little bit. I don't think this is happening.
Marcus keeps saying he's got a bad back.
No, hold on. Lift up. You go easy on me. All right, three.
What? Oh shit! I hold on.
Once you get up,
your
back is fucked.
You put your hand
right,
on the wall.
Hey, help me.
All right, go down.
Slide down.
Yes.
Oh shit!
That's pretty good. Marcus.
That's good. Marcus actually just did
yeah,
it.
Marcus on another one right now.
Man, Marcus just did some coke.
He's not gonna be able to go to work tomorrow.
Guys, my back is hurting so much. I need nicotine.
For the record. Marcus gave his first shoulder ride, and he was so.
Dude, I've done that millions
he's
of times,
not sober.
Dude.
Let's turn this fan back on.
Matt didn't see me at Bottle Rock with his mom, but you know she's all on my shoulders, but facing the wrong way for now.
You can do me like that. I thought we was friends.
Dude, you know his mom listens to this podcast.
Yeah, she does, actually. Who do you think our fourth listener
actually,
is?
Because he actually has a good relationship with his mom. I know it's hard
wait,
to
no,
imagine.
I have a good relationship with your mom, too.
You think you're fucking funny? Mom jokes?
No, fucking your mom.
Is really messed up, bro. Like, it's not cool.
I just don't like them. I think they're uncreative.
Yeah, let's bring back the Yo Mama show.
Yo Mama, but just the three of us talking shit in the room. We could do it. We could bring it back. We'll put it on MTV or something.
Oh, wait, didn't that happen already?
Fuck, you know what I could have done today instead of smoking weed?
What could you have done today?
Gone to the chiropractor.
Dude, I got you. Lay down.
Fuck you.
I'll fucking give you the peepers.
Did I ever teach you how to do the self-crack in bed?
No, you can fuck off.
Dude, I taught Adrian how to do
it.
That's
do
just
that.
Amazing, right?
I don't
just,
do
that. You just fucking... Ugh. I mean, my back is too strong, so I can't crack it, but...
Carrying the team. Yeah, I don't break bones.
So. Dude, do you realize that you just jinxed yourself?
Dude, he's going to go to the chiropractor. He's like, oh, yeah, it looks like you have a...
Slip a disc.
It's slipped. It's not broken.
A stress fracture in your lower back.
No, I'd be, like, at that time, I think I'd be in a wheelchair, wouldn't I?
You want to find out?
I'll pick him up again.
Now that was hurting my upper back this time. So.
Where the ropes go or what? Your upper back.
Hmm.
Did you, dude, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
You saw
it? No, but I want, it's coming out this weekend, isn't it? Or it came
yeah.
out last weekend?
Yeah, it came out last weekend.
Dude,
I'll watch it too.
It looks so good.
Right,
you
want
to go on Friday?
This Friday? We're doing this Friday.
If you're not, when you're done with work, we'll just go early.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back and spoil it on the podcast for everybody.
Yeah. They just opened up that, I told you guys, right? The new Draft House Cinema.
Where?
It's called the Alamo.
I think you did tell me that. Where is it?
I think it's in Burbank. Yes, there's a bar playing movies.
That sounds like a miserable time, though. Because you go in there, you drink two beers, and you're like, fuck, this chair is really comfy, and it's dark in here. The trailers are on.
Every time I went to go see, when I went to go see Lego Batman.
Yeah, fell asleep.
Well, yeah, and when I went to go see, Lego Batman 2.
Oh, okay. So it was the good one.
No, it's just Lego Batman. I'm sorry, but.
Oh, okay.
That one was good.
Yeah.
But I fell asleep. But that and Winnie the Pooh.
Dude, Christopher Robin.
Christopher Robin was so good.
That's probably up there with me for fucking, like, just as good as Walter Mitty.
I don't want to put them, like, it's like you can't really compare those two, but, like,
movie.
if you look at, like,
what's it,
the
like,
new age animation versus the old ones, that was really good.
Yeah, like,
that
fucking,
was really done well.
Like,
yeah, a lot
like
of people
animated them, too.
Yeah.
Because they've been fucking up those animations.
Yeah, like, I heard the Lion King was really good, like, the cast and everything, but it wasn't, like, it's not something that's going to tug at your heartstrings because it's all fake.
Yeah,
dude,
honestly,
dude, did you just watch
did
Mowgli?
Guys.
Yeah.
Dude,
that
movie
was fucked. Mowgli?
No. Oh, yeah,
the
Mowgli
Netflix
was...
one? That movie was so good.
What's the actual Disney one?
Disney
had
one,
and then Mowgli,
one.
And then there was the show with Mowgli or whatever. And then they had the Jungle Book,
mm-hmm.
And then they had Mowgli, like, the show or whatever.
They had the Mowgli movie on Netflix.
Okay,
that
was live action.
It was
CGI.
Stupid good.
All right, no, but Jungle Book itself was really good. Okay, guys, hold on. Hold the fuck on right now.
Jungle Book, the original?
No. I saw Lion King. That movie is so good. The only thing I miss, spoiler alert.
It's word for word, the same as the other movie.
Yeah, same for same every, for
right.
Everything. But, you know, when Pumbaa and Timon have to distract the lions,
mm-hmm.
or the hyenas to
mm-hmm.
get in, and they do the, he comes out like all skinny with the little hula thing.
Yeah.
And he
doesn't
pig.
Do that?
Yeah, they don't do that.
It's not, I'm
not
going
to
go see this movie then.
Yeah. It's fucking stupid. Yeah, no, so you know how they did Sonic and fucking everybody hated it?
Uh-huh.
They had, like, fans reanimate him and he looked better?
Mm-hmm.
The same people did the same thing for The Lion King? And, dude, if
it looks
I could
so
find these
better.
Photos, yeah, it's just fucking way better.
You gotta retweet that.
I have to find it. Because, dude, when I saw it, I was like, fuck. They completely...
They just missed out on so much
that they could have done.
They should do more like the live action. Like if they're gonna do it like live, like whatever. What are they calling it?
Live. Oh, well, that's
live,
that was still a live action.
Right, live CGI or whatever.
Pretty much. You ready for this? The movie, The Fan. Movie, The Fan.
Okay. Yeah, they missed out on a lot.
Movie, Fan.
But come on, like,
because in this one they can't show expression,
right?
They don't have eyebrows,
right?
And in this one, like,
yeah,
what is it? Like when fucking his dad dies and he's walking back and he's all fucking sad. In this one, he's just a fucking cat walking back,
right?
Like they have the video too, and I was like, fuck.
Yep, we gotta retweet that on the boys,
dude,
so we can show it to our fans, like three people,
oh my God.
Us.
Oh yeah, see, there you go.
See, that looks really good.
Like, I don't have a problem with this. I think it looks great. But this,
it looks
Disney.
It looks like a Disney movie.
Yeah.
Instead of like,
it's not even like, it's not that much of a difference.
It looks like a Disney movie versus like an African safari.
Yeah. Like, come on.
Is that Simba?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really good.
I was like, damn, they completely missed out on so much.
Simba's the original redheaded stepchild, by the way.
No, he's not.
Your mom.
How is he a redheaded stepchild?
Look at that one. He's redheaded.
Oh my gosh.
And he's stepchild to Scar. Because Scar started piping his mom.
Right, what's your favorite Chance the Rapper song?
Off the new one?
Or
just period?
Favorite song.
Favorite song.
Or same drugs.
Favorite song.
There you go, beat it.
All right.
Dude, I'll never get
juice.
Over the fucking...
No.
Still?
Well,
the new Juice.
Juice 2.0.
So Juice didn't make it on the album.
Oh, fuck you. Well, the favorite Chance song is Juice. Favorite song. I'm really into this country shit right now.
Because I'm better than you. Business in front. Party out back. With the horses.
Why do you think they made El Caminos?
quizzes in the front, party in the back, vehicular hermaphrodite.
I still want to tailgate. I want to drive to work every day.
Oh, here we go. So, yeah, this country shit has got me wilding because I only have a radio right now. And they play the most music on the country station.
Well, you didn't buy the cassette thing? Or
not
thing,
yet.
Or you?
No, I'm going to get one of those Bluetooth ones.
Mm.
Just say fuck it. Like the one Peter has.
Get the Aki. However you pronounce it, they make really good shit.
Okay. Well, I had their headphones for a long time. Those lasted really well.
Yeah.
But we'll have to look into it again. The one Peter had worked pretty well.
Or your lactose.
No, yeah, that's right. Your lactose. Fucking loser.
Sour cream bread, bro.
Dude, that's sour cream bread, though.
We're running out, dude.
You gotta make some more. You have the recipe.
I know, but I just.
Dude, you're gonna start. We're gonna start a
bakery. Boys' backyard bakery.
Boys' backyard bakery and barbecue spot.
We don't got cornbread, we got sour cream bread.
Dude, that sour cream bread hits different. I'm just saying. Right, Marcus? How many pieces of that did you have?
Which one?
The sour cream bread?
Two?
Yeah, it's bomb though, huh?
Yeah, very.
I had like 8 the first night, and then I came straight home and just passed out.
Need a new one. There it is. I never wanted a change. It's taking me over.
You know we started this one again, right?
It's making me colder.
Just checking.
It's making me colder.
Marcus is just filling this time with dead air. And he's so funny. He just gets on his phone all the time and looks at memes. He's got that really dark sense of humor. But like...
where there's nothing going on in there because it's just black.
With his heart and his head.
It's everywhere, you know.
Oh, going back to that new, that point. Going back to that point blank movie. That shit was wild. It was a Netflix original and
yeah,
I think.
Point blank.
It's this guy is in deep with the mob and he's trying to get some information on some dirty cops.
Wait, hold
something
on.
Like that.
Point Blank.
Not Point Break.
Okay.
I thought it was like a remake of Point
okay,
Break,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit, this is going to be wild. And then it was a different movie completely. And I was like, damn. Disney fucked me up again.
Did you see that they made another Point Break?
Did they? What is it called?
Point Break.
But
it's like the new version.
Really? Is it going to go out in theaters or what?
Yeah, it's been...
I have to look into it.
The details... flavor.
It's mango, baby. MSG.
Fuck. The devil's in the details.
Hell yeah. Marcus, secret ingredient, MSG. Oh, we got to talk about what we're going to take to Big Bear.
Beer, ribeye, potatoes will be easy.
Chicken
thighs.
I'm going to make a list.
Yes.
Because Marcus isn't very good at them. Are we gonna go
so
to
the easiest way to do camping ever is you buy boxes of pizza.
Uncrustables, baby.
And Uncrustables.
Dude,
and that's it.
Dude, Uncrustables for breakfast?
That's
and
it.
Gallons and gallons of water.
Are you willing to risk it?
Oh yeah, every time.
That's what's up.
There's no question. It's tradition. A family pack of Uncrustables that'll last us a day.
Can we just bring Brita's? Can we borrow one of your Brita's?
I think so.
And we just take that up there so you don't have to buy water.
I have a Brita, like an actual, like my own Brita.
You oh, yeah, the one in your fridge.
Let's bring that one then.
Okay.
Because that makes
it filter the vodka with. Pro tip. Filter your shitty vodka through a Brita.
Like
and you got Belvedere.
Yeah, we're going to do like 10 times.
All right. So I got Brita.
Prime rib. We got Brita. Prime rib.
That's what you said, right?
Ribeye.
Well, ribeye, the whole thing is... so if we just roast that whole thing,
yeah. What if we just roast Kyle?
the whole weekend.
Dude, I'm so excited to have everyone there so I can shit on all of them in person again.
Dude, and we can record it so they're actually all in one podcast.
So we can hear them cry about it.
This isn't going to be like a shopping list. This is just going to be a checklist for everything that we're bringing. We don't need blankets, pillows, anything like that, probably,
because
it's all vetted.
Yeah.
Were we going to bring a thing of propane, or we just buy one up there if we need it?
No, bring one. We'll bring them.
Because
they're going to be way expensive up there.
Well, are you going to take it up the hill? It's going to explode.
Oh, yeah. We'll buy it up there. We'll buy that in charcoal if we need it. But
well, how do they bring it
there's
up there?
There's a kitchen. We don't need that.
Well, yeah, but if we
want to be filming
a barbecue,
we're going to film his thing.
Oh, yeah. Should we bring the mic stand, see if we can retrofit it to fit a phone? So we can post it up in a corner or something? You got any spare wood?
What does this connect with? USB?
Yeah, all that is USB to the computer.
It's
really quick.
But I'm talking about the other one. The one like that.
Guys.
Oh, the crane. I mean,
yeah.
I think we can get away with this.
Guys.
Yeah, they have tables.
Guys.
What's
yes.
up?
Why don't we do it over Twitch?
We can do it. We can do it on both. I'll put my phone to Twitch and then
record.
Yeah.
But nobody's going to watch it on Twitch because it's not going to be out there, so they're just going to post it up anyway. Plus, you want to do edits in it, right?
Yeah.
You're going to edit some of the video? I wondered if we can set the mic up so we can record the audio and then so we can keep the mic closer and then have the camera just like wide angle the whole kitchen.
There. We're going to have someone like stream the whole thing because it's going to be long. We're just going to be shitting on each other for an hour.
Or.
And then I could do shots.
I can use, you know, a GoPro.
Uh-huh.
But I got to get it back from your mom's house because I got left it over there.
So the memory card's full. You give it to Matt to edit it. He opens it up.
And all it says is
motherfucker.
You thought
I was kidding?
Damn. Go for him. I'll bring the accent, of course.
I have on here on the list is GoPro from mom's house. What did you say?
Accent.
What's that?
Secret ingredient.
Mizga.
S-G. What else?
Now you want to do a whole thing? We can go to Costco night one or Friday night. On my way there or whatnot, I can have someone, someone in my family.
Uh-huh.
Go to Costco, pick up pizza and rotisserie chicken and maybe like an Alfredo thing.
Alfredo, really?
Oh, fuck
dude,
off.
You buy
a salad.
12 hot dog combos for $3.
We can bring a rotisserie, or we can bring two rotisserie chickens.
Oh, yeah.
Two
so
pieces.
What's the head count? Like, this should be finalized by now. Is Mike going or Scotty going?
I'll text them right now.
And if Mike can't go because of work on Friday, he can ride it up with me.
I think you said he works Friday, Saturday, though. So if he's not going for work, he's not going, period. Because that's shitty, but
he should
Lube Tech's work the most Friday, Saturday, or Saturday, Sunday.
Lube Tech's work?
Where does Mike work? Sherman Oaks BMW?
Oh,
BMW or Sherman Oaks.
Yeah. There's a Lube Tech there. He's making like $6,000 per car to do oil changes. BMWs.
Bro.
Good for him, dude. Fine.
He's not making that much money. He's getting minimum wage.
No, he's not.
He's getting more than minimum, but still.
It's not enough for being a mechanic.
He's not a master mechanic. He's not a master mechanic yet, so he can't do all the other stuff. He's just doing brakes and oil changes, basically.
Dude, I could not be a mechanic. I really don't know how those guys do that shit. I could not bang my hands against my
I get it. I understand. I like the product. That's why I could do it. But other than that, to be a Lube Tech, fuck that. Because it's all literally same thing over and over and over again. Like, I would want to be like a mechanical engineer and be
be actually like designing the shit they're putting onto the car.
Because like shit, sometimes I don't even want to work on my car.
Dude, I have this whole list of shit that just keeps getting longer for my car.
Yeah.
All right, so I got the Brita, ribeye, mics plus stand, beer, GoPro from my mom's house, MSG, Uncrustables.
Pizza and chicken.
You want to do pizza and chicken?
Yeah, what about veggies? What are you doing veggie bites?
I mean,
steak.
They have a whole Ralph's up there, so we can go shopping up there. We'll just
leave Ralph's is going to be stupid expensive up there.
Okay, then
not
I'm
really.
Good. It's just regular price, like a
it's
regular Ralph's. Gas will be different.
All right, is there any way, or
barely,
who do you think could come with me after work?
We're all going to be up there already.
Yeah.
No, that's what I'm trying to see, because
you're
coming
by
yourself.
I know. Dude, just quit.
Just ask for the day off.
Ask to leave early. Don't say anything. Just be like, I have a hard out at 4:30.
Hard on.
They're going to be like, all right, we'll send you on your last call.
At 3?
At 4.
95.
No,
95.
4:35.
Yeah, because... Wait, what about Kyle? Will he be unemployed by then or no?
I don't know. We haven't talked to him about it.
We still haven't booked all the rest of Europe.
No, but I think Kyle is coming that
day?
That with us.
Okay.
My
bleeding.
So let's see. What else do we need on here?
I think that's it. I mean, like...
Do you guys want to bring any sauces from home or anything like that?
I'm assuming that they have, like...
Seriously, like...
Salt and pepper's all we need for...
Salt and pepper's all we have.
Salt and pepper, MSG, garlic salt,
cayenne pepper, paprika, Old Bay. Oh, my God.
I put spices on here.
Yeah. All we're having is Uncrustables, pizza, and a steak dinner.
Well, if you're saying that, like...
How gourmet do you want fucking Saturday night's dinner?
Well, we can do Friday night, too. Well, you won't be there yet.
Friday night?
We're going to have pizza.
At Friday night, I can come up with pizzas and rotisserie chicken.
And then whatever we don't eat that night, we'll have for lunch the next day. Because we're going to do Uncrustables and coffee in the morning. Drink. Eat the rest of the pizza and the chicken. Drink. And
oh, you know what I
want to
get?
Can we go on a hike when we're out there?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Promise?
Yes.
Like, no one's going to pussy out.
No.
Well, first of all, you're the only one that pussies out on that shit.
No, but if I buy a bottle of...
I got a bottle of Italian wine.
It's not what I'm talking about.
I got a bottle of your mom's ass
I'm
juice.
Talking about Bailey's almond milk creamer.
Have almond milk creamer?
Yeah.
Is it good?
I haven't tried it. That's
right,
why.
Well, he's allergic to nuts.
But he's going to have Uncrustables all weekend. What the fuck's the difference? Might as well just fucking pile on. If he's going to do it once, he might as well do it the
whole
weekend.
I'm going
to come
back like a fucking teenager.
Yeah, but like we're all going to come back like stupid teenagers.
Dude, these fucking mosquitoes are fucking killing me.
Bailey's for our coffee? I'll bring that, but I don't know if we'll have anything to make it in.
Is it grinded already?
I'll bring
yeah.
the French press.
I'll
bring the French press.
Okay.
Dude,
easy money.
That's just going to fucking taste like dirt. It's not funny anymore, unfortunately. Because Cindy yelled at me.
We're
using it 20 times in 5 minutes.
No way.
She's like, can you hand me my bag? Like at the end. Can you hand me my bag? What? My bag, and you hand it to me. I'm like, four?
She's like, ah.
She's like, keep the stupid bag on me.
So I just added the spices, pizza and rotisserie chicken,
yo.
French press coffee, and four sambucas. you throw a penny in there, you'll grind it up, and then what else?
You got the French press, right?
Yeah, I have
French press in there.
French press coffee of Bailey's.
That's pretty much all we need. All we need is beer and food, and then that's.
They probably have a first aid kit there and propane.
Dude, Bailey's.
We'll buy it up there. If we really
Bailey?
Need it. Because we'll have a full kitchen.
Yeah.
We have a full kitchen.
And they'll probably have propane in their fucking...
Yeah.
Oh, because they don't have gas systems out there. Oh my gosh, dude. We'll just siphon it off the fucking... What's it called?
We'll just...
No.
From
fuck.
No, from the actual tank. Dude.
Every house has a tank.
Yeah, big ass fucking tank, like a 500-gallon tank. Or, better yet,
we just roast Kyle and use that.
We disconnect the stove, run a 25-foot galvanized
gas line,
and then bring it all the way to the thing, and then it'll work perfect. Genius.
You're fucking genius, dude.
Damn. How come we have not thought about that?
You did think about that.
Right now.
I have also a kind of weed and papers.
Ah, okay. Everything will be pre-rolled. Fuck you, edibles.
Dude, I
was on a rocket ship.
So I brought me and Adrian made 5 mochis joints.
Okay.
I can bring 2 up there. 1 up there.
Because it'll be gone by then?
Yeah. Kyle
else?
And what's his name? Can't have it. I'm just kidding.
Kyle and Amon?
Yeah.
Those boys.
Yeah, Amon's coming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, those boys are going to fucking smoke.
And then, so we won't let Kyle or Amon go
grocery shopping. We'll
grocery
do literally
shopping.
Anything.
Right.
No. And we're going to let Marcus cook.
Marcus is going to be head chef.
Yeah.
And if they don't respond to you with yes, chef, they're fired.
Okay. You guys want to hear the whole list? See if we've got anything? Mm-hmm. Oh, speaker.
Dude, I hope mine comes in time. If not, I'll bring the block rocker. That big.
I can bring...
Yeah, you should bring yours, Marcus. Or you should give it to us so we can bring it up earlier.
Yeah.
The big guy, the one with the lights.
I'll bring the Yeti, too. Oh, I don't really think we need it. We're gonna have a fridge.
Good to have, though. Hey. Worst case scenario.
I can even do my beatbox. You guys just have to have a phone that has an aux cord.
All right, you guys ready for the whole list?
1, 2, 3.
Brita, ribeye, mic and stand, beer, GoPro from my mom's house, MSG, Uncrustable, spices, pizza and rotisserie chicken, French press, coffee, 4 Sambucas, Bailey's, weed, papers, edibles, speaker, and Yeti.
Seems like everything.
Yeah, if you guys think of anything else, text me. I'll put it on here.
Brooms.
Let's see what else.
This is pretty good because we don't need to bring a tent. We don't need to bring like a tarp, chair.
It's gonna be so easy. Are you
cups,
gonna bring
the
air mattress depending on the head count?
I think we need.
So we only bring shorts. We're bringing only shorts, right?
Fuck you. Gets cold at night. Alexa, what's the temperature in Big Bear right now?
Right now in Big Bear City, California, it's 64 degrees.
Go
Fahrenheit.
Fuck yourself. Okay.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Expect a low of 46 degrees.
Ooh, 46. Okay? If you ask to borrow a single article of clothing, I will give it to you.
And
we won't be friends anymore.
All
right. That's good. So what are you... So we got a 30 rack.
Are you
yeah.
bringing liquor at all?
I'll bring whatever tequila I have left.
The Baileys.
Mm-hmm.
The Baileys, yeah. We'll...
There's also a Ross.
If you're going to go to Costco, you might as well get a big-ass bottle or something. Just get a big ass bottle of vodka.
See if David can go with me. David and my grandma.
Oh, because they have the car. You don't need it.
You don't need
the
car to buy alcohol. But to buy the pizzas?
You don't need a car either.
Yeah.
To buy food.
Just call them and order it.
Yeah.
Call them, hey, I need 12,000.
And then go to
the how am I going to get the rotisserie chicken?
That's where you fuck up.
Then just don't get chicken. We'll just do fucking pizza. Pizza and hot dogs.
And Uncrustables. And we'll do a couple noodles too.
Ooh, hopping eggs then.
We can pick that stuff up when we're up there.
Yeah.
Dude, a good breakfast though? Cup of noodle, bacon, and egg? Dude, right there.
And some Bailey's, bro? Tell me your mouth's not watering right now.
No, dude.
And so what is
that? Want to hear something even better?
Schlop.
Your mom.
No.
Do we have an ass schlop?
Dude, schlop.
Hobo breakfast?
Schlop?
That's what I just fucking said.
No, you said schlop. I said
and what the fuck is hobo breakfast?
It's schlop with egg.
Alright, so what do you think of schlop, boys?
You get whatever's left over, you get a fucking a hatchet. Bam, bam.
What do we have? We'll do schlop Sunday morning then.
Yeah,
whatever's
left over.
If there's anything. If not, we'll just go to one of their breakfasts. I know a place that got bomb-ass breakfast burrito.
Dude, is there a burger place out there? like right at the corner.
Up has the best fish tacos.
No, dude.
That burger place, the best guacamole of your life.
No, good.
It's got pomegranates in it and everything.
Last time I was there, I freaking ordered 4 Sambucas.
I fucking love that.
I thought you said it wasn't funny anymore, buddy.
No, his wife told him it wasn't funny anymore. So you think you're going to marry that girl or what, Marcus?
Ball's in your park now.
Of course, dude.
You're a horse?
You shouldn't have even had to think about that.
He fucking ruined his life.
He was yawning, by the way. He wasn't thinking about it. He was actually yawning. Your mom makes that face, too.
Yeah, when she's tired, when she's going to
sleep.
That's
when we fuck.
She tired of lame ass niggas knocking on the door.
You did it again. Every single podcast.
We're gonna have to cut that whole segment, this whole 20 minutes.
Oh
that,
my god.
Do you wanna be canceled? By Twitter?
They're gonna expose us.
Dude, you have to stop with your racist bullshit.
Straight in.
Dude, seriously, Marcus, you're so fucking racist, it's ridiculous. We can't have that.
We can have people like you on this podcast.
I don't see why you feel the need to say that word. I hate you.
That was uncalled for.
That was uncalled for.
I didn't say anything.
Don't worry, 100% of the profits of this podcast will not go to Marcus because of his racist tendencies.
Because it is going to the National Negro Fund.
We're
the NAACP.
We're donating all of Marcus's proceeds
to getting his mom a new asshole that I tore last night.
Like your uncle did to you.
My bleeding asshole. I showed you guys a video of Ivan getting tased, right?
Everybody except Marcus, he didn't see it.
Oh yeah, because your phone's fucking ass, dude. For the record, Ivan's in the Air Force.
And he got tased.
And he gets tased for the shits and giggles. And that's the gay ASMR for this episode.
Taser face.
Really, dude? Of all the names you could have gone with, you chose Taser face.
Where is that from?
That is from
Futurama?
Guardians
guys,
of the Galaxy
yeah.
2.
Taser face. Taser
what? Face.
The guy in the ship.
It goes by the name
Gomes.
Of Taser face?
No. Is it too predictable for you? You didn't like it or what?
You didn't think what was going to happen happened and then it happened? Unexpectedly. Why is nobody coming to my happenings?
Oh my god.
Dude, what's up with the deal with that, dude?
That's from my 21st birthday.
Dude.
7 years ago.
You're, fuck
you. You're 21?
That,
Were we friends?
Yeah.
You were friends? Yeah.
Yeah.
We were friends. Dude. Was I invited?
What's her face? Put that up there.
Anna?
Redhead.
Oh.
Simba.
Yes.
Got him. Dude, I was thinking about it today. I've known Kyle for most of my life.
Oh, fuck off then.
I've known Marcus for most of my life.
That's crazy.
I've known Marcus's mom for most of Marcus's life.
<That's fair.
laughs> He's smiling over there. I don't get it, but it's funny.
That's pretty fair.
What do you guys think I should put up my TV?
What I would do is spray paint the black, the borders black.
Maybe I'll do that. I was thinking about turning them around. I don't like looking at myself that much.
I think I have no mirrors.
You have the one little one in the corner? Dude, it's so weird when I'm sitting here and just like fucking watching
myself.
A movie. Just that shit.
Yeah, because I get that weirded out when I just see this go black for a second. I'm like, what the fuck is that retard looking at me?
Like this? Just fucking spaced out. Spaced out, hand down my pants, gut hanging out. You know.
Making weird noises.
I don't know how you do it, Marcus. You have four of those in your room.
They look all right at you.
I can't do it without it, though.
And the edges are all black. I did confirm that all the edges are black.
Black.
Even his mom's edges.
He's African-American.
Okay, first of all, you want to say the other word that you used to describe that? What word?
I don't speak Spanish.
You've been on a roll of fucking Marcus.
You want some more water?
No, we're good.
You made this for me? Are you fucking kidding me?
Hey, yeah, so are we going to find the Heights?
Yeah, they have my galleria.
We're going to look for them.
They didn't, last two times we checked, they didn't have them.
When did you guys check? I checked too, they didn't have them. Why
we talked
about it?
A while ago.
Because I go to Crunch, is you're right there.
Oh,
you go to Crunch and you don't invite us?
Just kidding.
Anyways, but last time I was there, I got so.
Last time? You had those Heights.
That was the biggest one?
Those aren't Heights, those are Asahis.
No, I got.
Do you guys want to just get regular height then? So we can go pick up it. Because they'll have the regular ones.
They
have
the
like
Dodgers ones now.
We can go get a couple of those. They'll probably have them at the Ralphs and Big Bear. Dude, don't go to that fucking McDonald's though. They rape you for fucking prices.
So like, they tell you to, hey, pull over there, we're going to bring your food out.
And then my bleeding anus and my Mike says, mom. Yep.
Damn.
If you notice that every time you see my window, no one's fucking laughing.
Because they know it's true. There's always a little bit of sadness in everything.
A little bit of Monica in mass.
What's your mom say? You ever wonder why that happens? Ask the camera. Or ask the mic.
Why would?
Why do they always say that?
They?
Yes, women.
T-pumps.
T-pains.
Yeah, I'm super hyped for these fucking new episodes to be coming out.
And I'm super hyped for the podcast in Big Bear. We'll do a two-night special. Friday night, Saturday night.
Two-night special?
Yeah, like I did
your mom. We're doing one tonight.
Two mic special?
Damn, who's the mic?
Mike's in Big Bear.
Dude, I have a neighbor in Mike, and we invite him over.
Welcome to the two mic special. Oh, God, I fucking hate you. Can I have that water back?
Yeah, you can. God, dude. I was going to get you the one.
What are you looking at?
I'm coming up on the end of this one.
Yeah, we got a minute 30 left. We just want to take some time to thank our sponsors.
Over at Jesus Incorporated.
Shout out Jesus.
Shout out J-Dog.
I want to shout out my little plant. It's doing well. I want to shout out Nike because they're sponsoring us now.
Yeah, they are. Official.
Yep.
Official and official partners.
Yep.
No
we
contact.
No contract.
No contact from our rep yet, but you know, it's coming.
It's coming. Well,
speaking
it's just like
the
you
universe.
And Mike's mom.
And I said the only thing with getting sponsored by Nike is now, you know, most of the Trump supporters aren't going to be supporting us anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's our big demographic right there.
Yeah. T-pumps, baby.
T-pumps? Damn, that was good.
Make a great shoe again.
Oh, damn.
We're going to help this.
All right, this is the last minute of our podcast for this episode. This is our second one this week. We'll probably get another one in by Sunday. Yeah, we'll go see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and we'll give you a review on it.
Yeah, we'll basically just say that it was, yeah, it was pretty good. And then that's it.
Spoiler warning, they all die.
Like in every Quincy.
Do you know it's based on the Marilyn Manson?
Deadass. Foo. What?
You don't call me Foo.
Yeah, but it's based on the Marilyn Manson murders.
Marilyn Manson or Charles Manson?
Charles Manson.
Okay, like, what?
The Disney movie?
Dude, you know what movie
you said it again.
You know what movie you need to see? You know what movie you need to see? The Black Dahlia. That movie, oh my god, that movie is scary as fuck. I can feel like
Rashada Marcus.
That movie.